Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's come to us live from New York City. We got people listening all over North America, people getting ready to gamble and win money and watch the Super Bowl and work. Shout outs to everybody out in Vegas. You can always listen to the show every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, and everybody tuned in and locked in on a smart speaker. Thank you for locking in. I'm everywhere online on the internet, X, Twitter, Facebook, IG, all of this stuff. I am at JR Sport Brief. If you want to call up, you can do that too. The phone number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's another beautiful Wednesday. How we got to February, I have no idea. It's February 7th. In my brain, I'm like, the Super Bowl is 4 days away. We already X'd off January in the month of 2024. Like, can time fly any faster? I don't want it to slow down, but I guess at this point of life, I just go to sleep. I wake up. I don't know what day it is. Is it Saturday? Is it Sunday? Do I need to work? I have no idea. That's it. Anyway, waiting on the Super Bowl. And how about this? We're continuing to gear up for the Super Bowl here on the JR Sport Brief Show. In about 20 minutes, we're going to be joined by former linebacker of the Seattle Seahawks, current analyst on radio and television, all that good stuff. KJ Wright is going to come through and join us, and he is very familiar with the San Francisco 49ers. He's also very familiar with participating in a Super Bowl with those Seahawks and winning it. So we'll talk to KJ in about 20 minutes from now. Also, every single Wednesday night, I bring to you a new top six list. Tonight will be no different. We spent the first hour of the show really taking a look at the Kansas City Chiefs and some comments made by Chris Jones saying that we're villains, and Patrick Mahomes saying, I'm not worried about that. If it means winning, then yeah, whatever, I'll be a villain. And then we listen to some positivity as Travis Kelce threw roses at the feet of Brock Purdy and talked about how amazing his story is. And then we also had to listen to CJ Stroud. I mean, Bryce Young has taken a beating in the court of public opinion. We know Bryce Young selected number one overall in last year's draft, C.J. Stroud being selected at number two overall. And C.J. Stroud goes to the playoffs, and, well, let's just say Bryce Young, he went nowhere. He went to the scrap heap. People are looking at him and going, you're the number one guy. How the hell is this dude better than you? People are looking at him and going, hey, you just might be a bust. And C.J. Stroud said, no, look at all the help that he did not have. Look at all the resources that he did not have, and let's see what he can do. And so there's a lot of moving and shaking. We know that the Carolina Panthers, they have a new head coach in Dave Canales. They have a new offensive coordinator in Brad Idzik. And so for all the movement that we got in this past coaching cycle, there's a lot of coordinators moving around too. I mean, this guy, Brad Idzik, he's the son of John Idzik, who used to be the former or used to be the New York Jets general manager until he got fired. His son is joining Dave Canales. He was the wide receivers coach from the Buccaneers. And so, yeah, guys get hired and they do what a lot of people do. They bring their friends. They bring the people close to them. They bring the people that they trust who will not get them fired, or at least can build and put together a decent system so they can have harmony in the workplace. And so in the world that we live in now, offensive coordinators are, in a lot of cases, just as well known as the head coaches. Some of them are just as famous. Some of them have been hired and some of them have been fired. We know in the case here in Atlanta, Raheem Morris, he was the interim head coach here in Atlanta when Dan Quinn got the boot. He was the former head coach, young head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We also know Dan Quinn himself, former defensive coordinator, not just for the Seattle Seahawks when they had success. We can ask KJ about that too. We know Dan Quinn led the Falcons until he got fired. We know Dan Quinn just helped fix the Cowboys and their defense, which was historically bad for their franchise. And so the coordinators are important. Now Dan Quinn has a head coaching gig. And so the coordinators are important. And so now with Dan Quinn up with the Commanders and, you know, we're getting word that maybe Ron Rivera will take over down in D.C. as their defensive coordinator. And then we got some other news today. Josina Anderson reported that Rex Ryan, former New York Jets head coach, former defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, the man who is the only coach I know to have a star in a foot fetish video, Rex Ryan was talking to the Dallas Cowboys about their vacant job. Does Rex Ryan feel that this might be an angle back into being a head coach? Is Rex Ryan the dude who says, I'll go work for Jerry Jones? Because if Mike McCarthy gets the boot, then maybe I'm well positioned to take over. Rex Ryan hasn't been a head coach in the NFL since 2016. When you think about Rex Ryan in the public conscious right now, he's on ESPN. Rex Ryan is just spouting and shouting. Rex Ryan he's a great personality. If you didn't know that, you didn't have to watch ESPN. You could have just sat down and watched, I don't know, Hard Knocks with the New York Jets. And one of the most famous television lines in history, Rex Ryan got his team going. He got the New York Jets going, of which he went to a couple AFC championship games. Rex Ryan just wanted to go out and hype his guys up and then get a snack. Remember this?
Let's make sure we play like the New York Jets and not some slap team. That's what I want to see tomorrow. Do we understand what the fuck I want to see tomorrow? Let's go to eat a damn snack.
And we know Rex Ryan, he don't eat no snacks. Rex Ryan sits down and has whole meals. But that sounds just a little too difficult to say. Let's go sit down and have a meal. No, you got to have a snack and then get back to work. I understand that. If Rex Ryan gets the job as the Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator, it will be interesting for many reasons, but primarily what I just told you. Who wants to be a lame duck? A guy who says, I can take a year off from television. If Mike McCarthy gets fired, maybe I get his job, or maybe I just go back to TV. Sounds easy, right? Good luck to Rex Ryan. The world needs him in the booth. At least call in defensive plays. Get Micah Parsons together. I think Rex has learned enough from his dad, Buddy, God rest his soul, to go ahead and be a good defensive coordinator. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of former coaches in the AFC East, you know, Bill Belichick had to oppose Rex Ryan a lot. Bill Belichick is still in the news. He doesn't have a job. And now we're starting to get more stories about why he doesn't have a job. And maybe it's not because the Falcons didn't want him. Maybe it's because Bill Belichick did not want the Falcons. This news actually came out via Boomer Esiason, former NFL quarterback, on WFAN, which he now hosts the morning show. Boomer Esiason talked about the fact that maybe Belichick didn't want the gig. Listen to this.
I was told yesterday, and I do believe it from the source that I got it from.
The source?
The source that I got it from. You know, that supposedly Arthur Blank was bought into Bill Belichick and could have offered him the job.
Wow. And you're telling me that Bill said no?
And I don't know why. Again, I don't know why guys say no, but I'm legitimately an NFL executive basically told me that they believe that Arthur Blank offered Bill the job.
Wow.
Now, there may have been some caveats to that offer.
Yeah.
You never know. You know, it's never like, okay, Bill, I want you. Here's a 5-year contract. You do whatever you want. I don't think it was one of those. The way it was made sound to me, it was like, okay, I understand your concerns, but you're going to have to deal with some of this. And we want you to come in. We want you to be the coach. And then maybe he just thought better of it and just maybe said, you know what? I don't want to go right back in. I want a year away. I want to see what happens, because we all know there'll be about 5 or 6 job openings next year.
Every year.
And there may be a better situation where an owner says, you know what? I want to go down this path with you, and I want you to take my building over, and I want you to run it the way that you ran it with the New England Patriots.
Yeah, that's not too much of a shock, right? I mean, for everything that we've heard, they met with Bill Belichick twice. They had no traction. And so maybe there were, and I assume there were buffers there, given for what you heard, that Bill Belichick wasn't just going to come in and run the entire show. It sounds reasonable, right? I thought it made no sense from the get-go for the Falcons to bring him in and just say, hey, man, this is your show for, what, 4 years max, and then we got to rebuild after you? I'm sure they wanted to have some type of buffers there. And I'm sure if you're Bill Belichick, you're like, man, I don't need this crap. I'm not washed up. I'm not old. I know how to win. We had Michael Lombardi on this week. Used to work for Bill Belichick. Used to work with Bill Belichick as an assistant coach. An assistant to the coaching staff. Bill Belichick says, Michael Lombardi is one of the smartest people I've ever worked with. Michael Lombardi said, hey, listen, Bill Belichick, I think he's going to coach again. Because he got it all upstairs. He's not done. He's not washed up. Belichick, if I'm a smart guy, I don't know. Maybe he got the Eagles next year. I mean, at the rate that these head coaches get fired, like what we saw in Carolina, oof, you don't get the job done soon. They show you the door expeditiously. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, David is calling from Dallas, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, JR. I'm sorry. I want to give David Tepper a little bit of defense here. I think he made some bad coaching hires, of course. I think he made some mistakes. A lot of owners, especially if they don't have a background in sports, you know, they haven't inherited, like the Jones family or even with the Lakers with the bosses, you know, they tend to make mistakes. But with the David Tepper throwing the drink, I'm not saying it was right, but I think people would feel a lot less offended by it if that was a player rather than an owner. Because of the way the fans tend to speak to both owners and players and coaches and everybody involved. So I don't really think it was that bad way he did.
Wait a minute. Wait. This is real simple. You think throwing a drink on somebody is okay?
Depending on what they said.
No. Forget the circumstances. Do you think, in a general sense, throwing a drink on somebody is okay?
No, but I could see how someone could provide a defense depending on what was said.
Well, so, I mean, that's cheap, David. Yes. If he said, hey, your mother does this and your mother does that and you throw a drink, yeah, sure, fine. But this is a guy worth $20 billion who's sitting in a skybox in a suite while an opposing fan is beneath him. Like, at what point in time are you adult enough to just go, why the hell do I care what this peon has to say? Like, at what point does your brain kick in?
But, JR, why don't we say that about the players? They They're making millions of dollars.
The players get ripped to shreds all the time for things that they say or do not say. Okay? It doesn't matter if it is a Marshawn Lynch or a Kyrie Irving. How about this? We ain't talking about players. They get talked about ad nauseum. We're talking about an owner right now who threw a drink on a player. I can think about a Dennis Rodman kicking a cameraman in the nuts. I could think about a Draymond Green clotheslining a 7-foot-tall human being. Okay? The owners are not getting physical. We got an owner in the NFL who almost overdosed last month. People are talking about him. We got an owner. The owners get talked about, but sure as hell not as much as the players. And so let's not conflate the two. He had no justification in throwing a drink. There's a reason why he got fined $300,000. It's because he was a jackass who made the NFL look bad.
JR, all I'm saying is, if you remember the Malice at the Palace, people were saying, hey, what was said to Artest, what was done to him? Hey, I can't blame him.
You know what, David? There comes a point in time where you actually have to be an adult. And I understand someone saying the wrong thing or pushing a button or saying something where you want to punch somebody in the mouth. I understand that. But at what point are you an adult enough to go, hey, I'm worth $20 billion. I own this, I own that. This is just a fan. Fans are stupid, and you're smart enough to walk away. You know, every now and then, I think somebody has enough brain cells to actually use their brain and use the right side of it instead of the stupid part.
All I was just putting out there is I felt like people have been a little bit heavy-handed with him.
Not heavy-handed. If you do something wrong, you get punished. That's just what it is. This is not the backyard. This is not your friend's house, David. This is not you sitting at the fireplace and Jimmy told Bob, hey, your mother sucks. This is a guy in an NFL stadium who is an owner who's held to a higher standard throwing a drink on somebody. It doesn't matter what was said. You walk away. Hey, David, I got to tell you, as an adult, I could care less what someone who has nothing to do with me has to say about me. David, you can insult my mother right now. And you know what I do, David?
What would you do?
I wouldn't care. I would sleep well at night because what you say doesn't matter.
So my last point, if you remember when Marcus Smart was
David,
in college.
No, David, there's no last point. We got to go to break now. Like, some things just don't matter. Some people's opinions don't matter. And maybe some people will never understand that. And a lot of people, unfortunately, who have a lack of emotional intelligence. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, on the other side, we're going to talk with someone who played in the NFL. His name, KJ Wright. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Mel. Bry here. Got to work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're going to puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm going to get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to be looking for KJ Wright former Seahawks linebacker to give us a buzz. But before any of that happens, at least for now, I have a clear opportunity to continue on about something that was brought up in the last break. You know, I think the gentleman's name was David from Dallas. And I had talked about, let me go back a little bit further. We had talked about C.J. Stroud showing a lot of love to Bryce Young. Not that he needed to, but that he did. And we know that the Carolina Panthers have, let's be real, they have been in the dumps. So they draft Bryce Young, and then the whole team stinks, and then they got to fire their head coach, and then they have to hire a new head coach in Dave Canales. And now you hope that the Carolina Panthers can have success. And I guess in one of the largest incidents of just frustration boiling over, I mean, towards the end of the season, one of the biggest visuals that we've seen of an NFL owner is David Tepper throwing a drink on an opposing fan who was belligerent. And we don't know what was said. I don't need to know what was said. If it was anything ridiculous that much said, I'm certain that we would hear about it. I'm sure it was just some idiot being drunk talking crap to an owner. And a guy threw a drink at him, the guy being the owner of the Panthers, David Tepper. And so David from Dallas said to me, well, you know, I think we're being a little tough on him. I think you're being too tough. Or, you know, I want to defend him. And, you know, we don't know what the fans said to David Tepper. And I'm just like, are we really here? Are we really here? I mean, David tried to bring it to players. And, well, remember the malice at the palace. And then he talked about Marcus Smart shoving a fan. And it's just like, where is personal accountability? He felt that he got maybe he got hit heavy-handed. They fined him $300,000. The man is worth $20 billion. Do you think David Tepper got a big old punishment for throwing a drink on a fan? $300,000 for a man who is worth $20 billion, who bought a football team for $2.5 billion. You think that $300,000 matters? That's David Tepper waking up one day and going, "Yeah, you know, I'll skip buying a Bentley for one day." Like, what are we doing? He got a heavy-handed punishment? It just irks me to no end that there's no personal accountability. I told David, I said, "David, man, if you told me I suck, told me that somebody in my family sucks, great. What does it matter to me? You want to be disrespectful? Fine. I ain't losing no sleep over it, because not everybody's opinion matters. And I'm a human being just like everybody else. You know, I don't know if I need to take great pride in this. I never had to spit at nobody. I haven't had to beat anybody up as an adult. And yeah, crap happens, but I just mind my business." And so to think that a guy worth $20 billion, well, we don't know what the fans said to him. So, you know, maybe he shouldn't have, you know, maybe he was justified in throwing. Yeah, maybe he was justified in throwing a drink. Maybe he was justified in yelling back at him. But doing it is still stupid. Doing it still has ramifications. Doing it still gets you in trouble. This is a business. It's not the backyard. It's not your friend's house. This is not the playground behind the school in fifth grade. You do something stupid, you got to pay for it. It's really that simple. It's not complicated. And so I don't care if you happen to be a player. I don't care if you happen to be an owner. I don't care who you are. If you end up stepping out of line, and you know that you're stepping out of line, you got to pay for it. You got to be punished. Okay? And there is no line. And how about this? The owners, for the most part, the higher up you are on the food chain, the less punishment there is. There are a lot of professional athletes. Trust, we talk about it all the damn time. If you want to dare make a comparison, these guys don't get punished. John Morant didn't get punished. People can make the argument he deserved more. Draymond Green didn't get punished. I mean, I can go on down the line of athletes who have just been complete jackasses and get punished. But David Tepper throws a drink on somebody and the punishment is now heavy-handed because we didn't know what the fans said to him? Like, cut it out. Stop it. There's not a big enough mirror, I think, at this point. And I don't know, maybe it's because we live in 2024. Maybe people are too obsessed with selfies. Maybe people are thinking too damn hard about image. Or what are we running out of, like, real mirrors? Are we running out of taking accountability for our actions? It always got to be somebody else's fault, right? It can never be you. Somebody did this to me, and so I did this. A lack of self-control, a lack of self-awareness, a lack of emotional control. Spare me. Please. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is here from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
I want to touch on a couple of things.
Oh, Dave, hit me with one thing, Dave. Go ahead.
All right. Let's talk about Purdy. The whole underdog thing, you know something? I was underdog when I joined the military. I joined at a late age, and everybody's like, well, you can't make it because you came in old. But I did 12 years. But Purdy is like, other guys were Mr. Irrelevant, and they made it to the Super Bowl. I wish him luck, and it just chased your dreams. That's all it is, man.
Okay.
Anyone could do anything.
Well, thank you, Dave, for calling from Miami. That's what it is, right? Isn't that the world that we live in, right? Isn't this what you would call the American dream? I mean, we can go a little deeper on what would be an American dream. But the fact is, this is the story that people like. Somebody comes from nowhere. They're counted out. There's no expectations. They kind of burst onto the scene. One hit wonder. Overnight sensation. And now Brock Purdy is here. And people look at him and just go, yeah, well, he's not as good as they say he is. And so now this is going to be an additional part of his story. And especially in the world that we live in now, it's easy to go on a podcast. It's easy to, you know, take away from his accomplishments. In another era, I think Brock Purdy would have gotten love. I think from more people who cover the sport, I think from people who play the sport, I think Brock Purdy would have got a little bit more respect than he's gotten so far. There's not a clear parallel here. But a lot of this, to me, feels like Jeremy Lin and Lin's sanity. Here we have an individual who was counted out, not expected to do anything, undrafted, brought in. None of the parallels aren't exactly the same. But this guy bursts onto the scene. The team has success, except for Purdy has his squad in the Super Bowl. And he got a lot of talent to work with. I just hope, whether he wins or loses the Super Bowl, that he gets his just due and respect. If Brock Purdy comes back next year and throws another 30 touchdowns, then what? Or Brock Purdy can come back next year and can stink the joint up and people go, oh, yeah, see, I told you so. But for what he has done in a full season and a half and now postseason, he's been damn good. And I don't think you could have asked really for any more from a guy who was selected last in the draft. Not at all. Pick number 262. Come on. Anybody who's crapping on Brock Purdy, like, do better. Give the guy a break. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. At the top of the hour, I'm going to bring to you a new top six list. Yeah, Brock Purdy is looking for a championship. We're going to talk about some of my favorite champions, the top six champions that we've seen in the sports world. That's coming up at the top of the hour. But going back to our prior conversation, I told you that Rex Ryan might be the next defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. I told you that we found out that Bill Belichick might have actually declined an offer to coach the Falcons, maybe with his own parameters there from the Falcons. I want to talk to you about a couple of other coordinators who are moving around. One recently left Seattle, and another one, he got the boot from Washington. I'll fill you in before we get to the top six list. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We know we're days away from the Super Bowl. Can't get here soon enough. But right now it's time to have a conversation with someone who has competed in the game. Someone who's gone through the whole experience. This man used to tackle everything that moved for the Seattle Seahawks. He's been a Pro Bowler, also a Super Bowl champion with that team. Joining us right now is KJ Wright. KJ, how are you, man?
What's going on, JR? Doing great out here in Las Vegas at Radio Row. A lot of mayhem out here. The energy's starting to pick up, so having a really good time so far.
Absolutely. Wednesday, things start to pick up, and they get on the upswing. Well, as we move towards that Sunday, obviously from your days in the league, you're very familiar with the 49ers. Obviously, you also know about these Kansas City Chiefs. What are you looking forward to the most with the game? What are people not talking about when it comes down to this matchup?
Well, when you look at it, obviously you got to start at the quarterback position. And a guy that I've been a fan of all season long, but really since he came on the scene, is Brock Purdy. I just look at the way that he had a phenomenal sophomore season, top five in passing yards, top five in touchdowns, and still was as successful as he's been since he came on the scene. He still have all these naysayers, a lot of just Mr. Irrelevant name, you know, just talk around his name. And so I'm really excited to see him go up against a football team that's no stranger to winning championships, no stranger to the Super Bowl, and really see the mental toughness that he's displayed all football season come to life one more time. So I've loved what he's done ever since he came to the 49ers and that starting offense. But obviously, going against Patty Mahomes, it would not be no easy feat. Those guys will obviously put up big numbers. Travis Kelce, Rashid Rice, those guys are going to have a big-time game. And so who's going to have the ball in their hands when it's 2 minutes left, games on the line? I can't wait to see these quarterbacks really have a fun and exciting game.
As Seahawks legend KJ Wright is joining us here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Well, KJ, man, you've been through this. You were able to walk away with a championship with the Seahawks. What does this week look like for a player? We see the media night, opening night. We see the press conferences. What are you doing? I mean, there's obviously practices, but is this week pretty much done by Wednesday? Is it a lot of wait? Hurry up and wait. What does this week look like from a player's perspective?
So if you are not my coach, if you are not my wife or my teammate, I'm not talking to you if I'm a football player. These guys are all the way dialed in. What are we at, Wednesday right now? Mm-hmm. These guys are all the way locked in. There's no more having to deal with media, no more media day. They have their tickets figured out, family is settled in. And so these guys are all the way dialed in. But I'm telling you, when it first happens, when you do win that NFC championship, your phone's blowing up, people are pulling at you from left to right. But this is the biggest game of these guys' lives. These guys have got to be focused. They have to eliminate all of these distractions. I haven't seen any players here at the craps table at the Cosmos, so they're doing a pretty good job staying focused and dialed in.
I certainly hope nobody gets caught up. We still got a couple of days for not the players, but we got a lot of days for people to get in trouble. What's the vibe like? And I know Radio Row is jumping. What's the overall vibe like in Vegas?
Oh, it's fun out here. All the stars are out here. I've seen Shannon Sharp, seen Ocho. Cam Newton brought his podcast out here. Miles Garrett ran into him. So all the just NFL legends are out here. Really just obviously enjoying the city. But there's a really, really big-time matchup coming that a lot of these guys just want to see and just be a part of. So a lot of Niners fans, a lot of Chiefs fans. And so the energy is high. Everyone's excited. I believe as the days continue to build up, intensity will definitely ramp up as well.
Okay, Jay, you talk about a legend, and we know through this coaching cycle that we've just gone through, your former head coach in Pete Carroll, we know that there's some changes in Seattle. Were you surprised at what took place, and what do you think about this team moving forward, their new coach, McDonald?
I was not surprised. It was really hard for me to see. I've been my coach for 10 years, the Seattle coach for 14 years. He's done a phenomenal job there. But I wasn't surprised when I heard the news. It was just two back-to-back seasons of 9-8. Really, I think the guys got away with protecting the team. A lot of off-the-field stuff that they had to deal with. A lot of stuff in the media that was said. Just way too many distractions with this football team this past year. And when you have that on top of not making the playoffs, not winning ball games, haven't won a playoff game in 4 or 5 years, I believe management looked and said it's time to move on. And so they did make a hard decision, but the fan base is excited about who we have. Mike McDonald is the Kyle Shanahan of defense, what he brings to the table. It's really exciting, this discipline, this new energy, this new intensity that he's displayed thus far in his press conferences. I mean, everyone's definitely on board. It's just a matter of how does he build this staff? Who does he have around him making sure that he's on his A game as a first-time head coach? And so phenomenal job hiring Leslie Frazier, but now he has got to nail the offensive coordinator. There's been a lot of talk about Chip Kelly, so I can't wait to see the staff he puts together to get the Seahawks team back where they need to be.
The Seahawks legend K.J. Wright is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It was only a couple of seasons ago that there were conversations about Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll, and now they're both gone. And we know in the case of Russell Wilson, he apparently is likely going to be gone from Denver. From your time with Russell all the way up until now, do you think he's gotten a bad rap? What's the deal with him currently in his career as well?
It's been hard to see how some of the former players came out and spoke about Russ. We saw what some of the guys said. But me and my personal experience with Russ, it's been nothing but love. I think he's an awesome human being, an awesome teammate. I say it all the time. There's no other quarterback on game day that I'd rather have than Russ. The guy's a competitor. He shows up early. He leaves late. Always dialed into the details. And so I do believe that he has gotten a little bit of a bad rap. And Russ will tell you himself that I could have done better in the locker room. I could have done better in building relationships with the guys. He'll tell you that himself. And so that was one thing I did challenge him on. No matter how much success you have, no matter how much fame you have, you got to make sure that you're tight with the boys, and their brotherhood has got to be A1. And so he does. That's one thing that I did challenge him on. But at the end of the day, awesome dude, awesome teammate, and I personally enjoyed my time with him.
Is there an ideal spot for Russell Wilson here in the NFL? We know, let's be real. Any given year, two-thirds of the teams are looking for quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find a team. Maybe the Las Vegas Raiders. Maybe the Commanders. It's slim pickings at this point. I mean, there's a lot of good quarterbacks out there. But with Russ and his contract, obviously with his age, his production is still there. But there's a lot of logistics these teams got to figure out. I don't think a team makes a trade for him if he does get released. They have to figure out the contract situation. But what team? The only two teams I could possibly think of is the Washington Commanders and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay, Jay, also, as we start to wrap things up, someone else that that was on your team in a coaching capacity, at least on the offense when you were on the Seahawks, is Dave Canales. And we see the success that he's been able to have translating that over into a head coaching opportunity with the Panthers. What was your experience like with him, even if it probably may have been from afar?
Oh, no, let me say, I was there my rookie year. Dave Canales was the quality control guy. He was an assistant receivers coach, assistant quarterback coach. And my last year in Seattle, he was an assistant tight ends coach. That was in 2020. In 2024, he is a head coach of a football team. You just talk about his experience being in all the different position rooms, his experience being under Coach Carroll, and a guy that just trusted himself, a guy that just dialed in what his philosophy is, what his style wants to be. And he just got a big break. He got a big break with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Obviously, he resurged Baker Mayfield's career, got that offense to the playoffs, got that football team to the playoffs. And so I'm thoroughly happy for him and what he's about to do with the Carolina Panthers. Has a really big test, and let's see if Bryce Young can be that number one overall pick that we all fell in love with at Alabama. And so awesome family man, awesome coach. And for him to really do this in 3 years of being an assistant tight ends coach, really, really cool job for Dave Canales.
Well, let me ask you this, man. KJ, when are you going to get into coaching? I know you're doing media now. When are you going to coach?
Hey, in due time. I kid you not, each and every Sunday, I sit and I say, KJ, what are you doing? And what are you waiting on? I don't watch football to watch football. I watch football to analyze it. I watch football like I'm calling defensive plays. And so it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when it does. But you'll see me with the headset on my head and dialing up blitzes left and right in the very near future.
All right, KJ, I'm good in the tape room, and I can carry water, so make sure you hold the spot on the staff for me when you get that gig, okay?
I got you. You got a job.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to call you on that, too. Listen, man, give me the prediction. Who are you favoring to win this game on Sunday night?
The San Francisco 49ers are the better team from top to bottom, but the San Francisco 49ers do not have Patrick Mahomes on their team. And so I got the Kansas City Chiefs winning. Give me 28-24.
Oh, so it's not going to be a beatdown like your Seahawks gave Peyton Manning, right? Not like that?
Yeah, I hope not. God, no one wants to see that kind of mess. But give me a tight game. Give me a competitive game, back and forth. But I got the Chiefs coming out. Two-minute drill, ball's going to be in Patrick Mahomes' hands. He's going to find a way like he always does.
Yeah, scary proposition. KJ, where can people follow you and everything that you do in media before me and you get into coaching?
You can find me on YouTube, KJ All Day. We're on Spotify. And, yes, I'm on Cairo Radio in Seattle, Washington. So I'm doing it. I'm loving it. And we're right here in Vegas. We've got a lot of cool content coming out with a lot of NFL players.
Beautiful. Hey, KJ, man, thank you so much. Have a good time out there. Enjoy it. And like you, I hope it's not a blowout like you gave to Peyton Manning, okay? Enjoy yourself.
All right, man. Thank you for having me.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much to Seahawks legend KJ Wright for joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. Recently retired only 2 seasons ago, or at least 2 calendar years, and so he has a lot of a fresh perspective and thoughts as his experience kind of reaches out into a little bit of everything. You know, played against the 49ers, won the Super Bowl with the Legion of Boom, and has worked with so many of the coaches that we see, as you just heard, are getting jobs right now. It's nice to know that I got a job as well. Hey, Ryan, I can do both gigs at the same time, right? Can I do this show and help him coach?
Yeah, I don't think there's practice at night, right? So you can get up there in the morning. There's no more 2 days anymore, so you're good training camp-wise. Water boy in the morning, do the show at night. I think you got 2 careers set right there.
Yeah, and I, it doesn't matter where he ends up coaching. I can do the show from anywhere. So a big shout-out to KJ Wright for joining us, former Pro Bowler and a Super Bowl champion. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of champs, on the other side of the break, it's going to be a top 6 list, and we are going to talk about champions. I'm going to give you a top 6 list of the biggest, the best, most accomplished champions that I appreciate that we've seen in the world of sports. Top 6 list, it's what I do every single Wednesday night, and you don't have to wait too much longer. It's coming your way at the top of the hour. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you again to KJ Wright. Don't move. We got more to come. It's a top six. You don't want to miss it.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.